You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's always very exciting to get a budget from a new government, the first one. So this is now a chance to actually see how much of the campaign talk really is reflected in the budget and really there in numbers. What we had heard was that Labour is stressing resolving some of the inequality issues we have, tackling those, and looking for economic transformation. So there is an expectation that we see a lot of money going into healthcare, social services, things that build on welfare, but also building a more productive and sustainable economy. We hear about more free education and probably some money into research and development.
So what happens quite typically with politics is that we see National making comments that Labour is spending too much money, particularly with light rail that's come up recently, where they say investing now is not the best economic strategy. Do you think there's any validity to that?
Sure. You would expect the opposition to make comments of you can't really pay for the things you claim you will do. First of all, the finance minister has announced that the budget will deliver a surplus. We will see if that's going to be true. And sure, Labour is spending a lot of money. We've heard about some big numbers, $42 billion on capital spending, public services and infrastructure. We've heard about the $2 billion Kiwi Build program, free first-year education post-secondary schools, and this might expand even further. We've heard about a $1 billion provincial growth fund. So there's a lot of money that is spent right up front, and there are big numbers. So there is, of course, a concern whether Labour can actually pay for all of those things. And sure, it normally pays from an economic perspective if you can stretch these payments out. But let's not forget that this is the first Labour budget. So if you want to make a change, you're often required to invest heavily up front. It's different if you have delivered several budgets, been in power for a while, and you are sort of building on what you've already started. But Labour is starting new, and they've announced they are looking for economic and social transformation. So they are having a lot of new initiatives, new ideas, and therefore this requires some big spending up front. But yes, big spending comes always with a concern of can you pay for it? The finance minister believes he can. And I guess we have to trust him on this up front.
Yes, he's in fact saying he's going to be under budget, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's been saying that he has got enough money to pay for all of those projects he wants to start. He said he will fund these by not going through with certain proposed tax cuts that were on the table under the national government. He wants to be stricter with big companies to ensure that they are paying the right amount of tax. He wants to come down stronger on tax evasion and those issues. So all this, he believes, is generating enough revenue to have a budget that will deliver a surplus. So so far, so good, I guess.
Do you think there's any concerns that with it being talked about, all these major expenses coming into play, do you think there could be concerns of tax increases for the general population?
Of course, there are always concerns with big spending is how to pay for it. And generally, governments finance those projects through tax increases. But the question will be in which areas will we find those tax increases. Labour has announced that they will support low and middle income earning families. So possibly the taxes will be falling more towards the better income earners or in other forms of taxes, company taxes. We don't know. We simply have to wait and see. But the finance minister has announced that he has ways of financing the projects, but yes, tax increases are always on the table when you try to make a big change and spend a lot of money up front. Yes, I'm sure there are concerns. how justified, again, we will have to wait and see. And it might not be in general for the whole population, but in very targeted areas.
I think what happens quite often when we talk about tax increases is there's a lot of fear around it. Do you think taxes that are well spent, do you think there's validity to that fear?
First of all, sure, there's always fear. Nobody likes to be hit in the back pocket. We all think it might make our life worse off than it was before if we end up spending more. But there's actually strong research that shows there's a large gap between the very rich and the very poor, that this is a negative impact on economic performance. And what we have seen in recent years in New Zealand is that we create a lot of prosperity, but we are very poor in sharing this prosperity through society. Now, taxes are one way of redistributing wealth, and that could have long-term economic benefits. So I don't think the fears are really justified, because if we create a more equal and more inclusive society, then this will help our economy to prosper, because we have seen that if too many people in a society kind of get disenfranchised, stop participating in economic activity, that this will have a negative effect on the economic performance as well as the society as a whole. So I don't think there needs to be fear of any tax increases.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.